My name is Brian Kinsey, and I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola. I'm delighted that you're listening to this message, and I hope it blesses your life. If you'd like to submit a prayer request, or if you're interested in a personal Bible study, you can call us at 850-477-1100, or send us an email at firstpent@firstpent.org. We hope you enjoy this message.
preaching of the cross.
Something about Jesus, when you hear the story over and over again, no matter how many times you hear it, it just doesn't get old. How many of you are thankful that Jesus reached down where you were, broken and bruised and beaten, and God picked you up and ministered His grace to you? No matter how many times I read the story, I'm held in the grip of grace. And I just keep on worshiping and praising the one who's made the difference in my life. I want you to know this morning that if Jesus had not have loved us, He would not have come to die. He came because He loved us and He cared enough to give His life so that you could live. I believe that we ought to stay connected with Him. I believe that we ought to give our whole life to Him and worship. More than a crown, more than the throne, more than the heavens that He called home, more than all of these, He loved you and me. And then He left it all because He loved us more. Solomon captured the magnificence of the love of Jesus better than anybody in Scripture in two sentences in the Song of Solomon 8:7. And he says, many waters cannot quench the flame of love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man tried to buy it with everything he owned, he could not do it. And so here he teaches us that love is unstoppable. Waters cannot quench the flame of love. Neither can the floods drown it. It's undefeatable. And then he says, you just can't buy it. It's unpurchasable. I thank God for that magnificent love. And if it's true love, that train's not going to run on rails of gold. You can give all the substance of your house to form a marriage bond, but it's just not going to work. The love of God cannot be bartered and bought with gold or rubies or diamonds or the most precious crystal. It's unpurchasable. But I'm so thankful that Jesus loves passionately, and he loves powerfully, and he loves freely. It may not be bought, but it certainly has been given. And all you got to do is come and find out just how wonderful it is. Jesus' love is not mercenary. He doesn't love us because of any service that we may render. He loves us even though we offer nothing in return. He instructs us that he wants us to know him because there's joy in learning and in watching us grow. But Jesus shows his love by his willingness to fight the monster, the great dragon. The size of the monster and the fight that's in Jesus lets us know just how much he really loves us. He faced down the devil at Calvary and he did not back down, but he came out of the grave on the third day, resurrected and alive. I serve a Jesus that has defeated great odds to bring us to salvation, defeated our sin by the power of the blood. I say we ought to praise his name this morning. I say somebody ought to lift up their voice and give him glory because he loved us. An unquenchable flame, an unpurchasable love. He loved us. There was joy set before him. There was glory set before him. Therefore, he endured the cross. He despised the shame, and he laid down his life that we might find life. A schoolmaster in France was discouraged with one of his students, and he wrote in a roll book concerning this student. He said, "He's the smallest, meekest, most unpromising boy in my class." 50 years after that, there was an election held by all the country in France to select the greatest Frenchman who ever lived. And by popular vote, the meekest, smallest, most unpromising boy was chosen. His name was Louis Pasteur. And at age of 73, a national holiday was declared in his honor, the founder of modern medicine. And he was too old and weak to attend the ceremony in Paris. So he sent a message to be read by his son. And this message goes like this: "The future belongs not to the conquerors, but to the saviors of the world." And I've just come to let somebody know in the house, the future belongs to the Savior. The future belongs to my Jesus. You say, "But I've been sick with all of the mistakes of the past." He can heal the sickness of the past. "I've been wounded and offended by things that have happened yesterday." He, with his love, can heal it in this house. He doesn't love us because we have something to give him. He loves us because that is who he is. He is love. That's why I worship him. My worship doesn't purchase his love, but it lifts it up and honors it so the world will know he will love you too, just like he's loved me. There's no sickness he cannot heal. There's no sin he cannot forgive. There's no brokenness that he cannot repair. There is no breach in your life that he cannot fill in the gap. There's nothing in your life that my Jesus cannot reach, no matter how far down or far away you are. More than a crown and more than the throne, there is life in this place because Jesus has loved us. If Jesus were poor, we might enrich him, but all things are his. He was rich and we were poor, but he still loved us anyway. You can't buy it and you can't bribe it. Sacrifices don't impress him. Your holiness doesn't impress him. You have no righteousness to bring to Jesus, nothing but filthy rags. But yet if you'll bring it, he'll exchange it for a robe of righteousness that he will give. How many of you know that the smile of a child can turn your heart to butter? Brother Stafford, Brother Strobel, myself, all of our families were at IHOP. And we were at the table, and Elise, my youngest granddaughter, was on the opposite end of the table. And she was looking at me, and all of a sudden she just started laughing. Yeah, I know I looked that funny. I understand. But she wouldn't stop. I don't even know what she was laughing at. She couldn't hear what we were talking about, and she wouldn't have understood it anyway. She was only about maybe 14 months old, but she just laughed and carried on and just laughed. Now, that will melt your heart. You can't buy that. You can't purchase it. There's no goal to make that happen. It just happens because that's the way it is. Brother Keith White was standing out in the foyer today, and he picked up his granddaughter Stella and kind of hugging and loving on her. And then Suzanne, his daughter, came up and said, "Put her down. She's late for class." I looked at Brother Keith. I said, "Now, just get a load of this. Our kids are now telling us what to do. Go stand over there. Go do this. Go do that." Well, that's just the way life is. At least we're in their life. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, there is a love that can melt your heart. There is a love that can turn your spirit to butter so it can be molded by the hand of the Lord. We serve a God that whatever he conceives in his mind, he can create it with his power. He can command and it will appear. We possess nothing of equal merit or value. But when you are captured in the throes of difficulty and trial, you can't buy your way out of it. But one touch of the Master's hand, one drop of the blood of Jesus Christ, one mention of his name, and all of a sudden the chains are broken and the prison doors are open and you are free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I say, church, that we ought to worship more than we've ever worshiped. We ought to fall in love with Jesus more than we have ever fallen in love with him. For there is no treasure that you possess that can be compared with the love of Jesus Christ. Our best is not 1,000th part as good as Christ's worst. Our gold is not equal to his clay. There's nothing that can be found in us or that will ever be in us that would compare with his love. But his command is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. We talk about giving ourselves to God, but the truth is, church, we already belong to him. All our time, all our money, all our faculties, all the possibilities of who we can become, they all belong to Jesus. We have the love of Christ. Even though we can't buy it, we still have it. It's offered, and you can purchase it without money and without price, the Bible says. He loved you before you were born. Even in his own love, he reaches for you now. He reaches in this place. He's proved his love to us. He's defeated the devil. He has defeated our past. He has secured our destiny. He died for us before we even knew he existed and we were born. He loved us. His love is so wonderful that he will love us even to the end, as he declared in John chapter 13. And that truth is still true today. He loves you even to the end. There is no substitute for the love of God. And might I just inject this? I'm tired of Christianity being mad and angry and mean. It's time for us to get back and quit talking about the love of God when we don't have the love of God in our own heart. I think if we're going to talk about it, we ought to at least have some of it. And if we're going to speak about it, then we ought to at least be able to wrap our arms around the unlovable. How many of you know that Jesus loved you when you were unlovable? When you were not lovable, he loved you. He cared for you. He put his arms around you and he picked you up. Then I think you ought to reach in to help somebody else. I think you ought to say, "Can I help you, please?" I think somebody ought to say, "I love this church enough that I'll love the most unlovable person in the house because Jesus loved me." I mean, who can't love Jesus after that kind of a story? Every one of us can love him. But how much of us and how many of us have given our hearts to him completely and totally, to where we have given our whole soul and life to him? I know that his gifts and what he does for us does not win our love, because there are many people that are blessed with the gifts and the miracles that don't truly love him. But I am here to declare to you that if he never performs another blessing in my life, I still love him. He loved me and gave himself for me. My beloved is mine and I am his. And I know that even some of you that are here today, you might be in pain, but you're still in the house and you're still praising God. Some of you might feel good, you might feel bad, but you're still here because you love Jesus. Whether I'm anointed or not anointed, I still love him. Whether I'm free of pain or not free of pain, I still love him. I love him because he first loved me. My love for him does not depend on the weather, nor does his love for me depend on the weather. And it doesn't depend on a committee to meet and make a decision as to whether or not I'm worthy of salvation. I'm glad he doesn't run it by everybody before he decides to save. Because maybe not everybody has the same opinion. But if the Lord wants to save you, I'm telling you, he can defeat the devil. He can defeat death, hell, and the grave and bring about. But if your love is true, you won't sell it, you won't give it up, you won't give it away. Nobody can buy it. Because if you can put a price on it, somebody somewhere will meet that price and lure you away from Jesus. But when you sell out to him, the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. Come on, apostolic Christians, we need to stand up and say, I've bought the truth and I will not sell it. I have purchased Jesus and I will not sell it. I have purchased him and I will not sell it. I have purchased the truth of the one God. I have purchased the truth of the name of Jesus. There's only one way to be baptized, and that's in Jesus' name. There's only one way your sins can be washed away, and that's in Jesus' name. There is no other God. There is only one God, and his name is Jesus. I have purchased the truth, and I will not sell it. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. How many of you still got a song in your heart? Now, here's what I want to speak into your spirit right now in the Holy Ghost, because there are many of you that are here that don't feel like you're loved or you're cared about or that anybody really cares for you. And perhaps you have behaved in ways that perhaps aren't quite lovable. How many of you have behaved at least once in your life where you know you were not lovable? How many of you are that way now? But I've come to tell you in the Holy Ghost, you are loved. I'm going to say it again because it's a stronghold, and especially at the Christmas season, a lot of people get depressed. There's a lot of pain and anguish because family sometimes does not meet that need, and I understand that. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And there's just different people from different backgrounds, and it's a depressing time because it looks like everyone's joyous, and you don't feel that joy for whatever reason it might be. But I've come to tell you that you don't have to have everything just right in your life in order for you to be loved by God. I've come to declare to you in this service, I don't care how messed up and depressed you are, the Lord Jesus still loves you. I said he loves you. I said he loves you. He loves you. And he wants to minister to you. According to the Old Testament, the pay scale, according to the Old Testament, is that you had to pay your workers every day. You couldn't wait to the end of the week. You had to pay them every day. And I just want you to know that Jesus picked that up in his parable of the 11th hour. And he said, give them their penny every day. And whether they joined at the beginning of the day or the 11th hour, they got their penny. I'm praying for you right now in this service that God is going to visit with you every day and let you know just how much he loves you. God has promised in his economy, he's going to meet you every day. He will give you your penny every single day. That there will not be a day go by that he will not visit you, manifest his glory in your life, and let you know just how magnificent and special you are to him. You realize how special you are to Jesus, that he would arrange all of this, build his church, keep it safe for all of these centuries just so you could hear this message today and receive this gospel truth. Is that not the most magnificent thing you have ever heard in your life? That Jesus made it all possible at Calvary. I want us to stand. I thank all of you for being here today. Y'all have been a magnificent audience, and I appreciate it so much. For all of the workers who've worked so hard to put this mini drama on, and they did a fantastic job, didn't they? The choir, the musicians, the special singers, the actors, and my wife, the director, Sister Kenzie. But I'm not going to let you leave this place until I persuade you you're loved by God. You're loved. I don't know what dinner you got cooking. But I want you to know just how much he cares. And in an atmosphere like this where the Spirit of the Lord is moving in this particular manner, I don't know what your pain is or what the anguish of your life is, but I want you to feel free today because everybody here loves you. We love you. This church loves you. How many of you that belong to First Pentecostal Church love everyone that's in this house because of what Jesus has done? We can't say that because we know you. We can only say that because we believe in the transformation that Jesus has wrought in our life. I don't have to know you to love you, but I do acknowledge the transformation that Jesus wrought in my life. Because of that, I can say that I love you. So I want you to step out from where you're standing. And if you need Jesus today in any capacity, you need a miracle, you need a healing, you need salvation, whatever you might need from the Lord, I want you to step out right now and I want you to walk to the front and say, Brother Kenzie, I need a touch of God. I need the Lord to minister to me. I need Jesus to talk to me right now. And in the balcony, wherever you might be, it doesn't matter. Just come and let God speak to your heart. We're just delighted that you came today, and we want you to know from the scriptural understanding that the love of God is unquenchable, it's undefeatable, and it's unpurchasable. I want you to go home and know that he died for you. Not just this church and not just people that have lived for God for many years, but he died for you as an individual, as well as the collective body of Christ and the collective people that are here in the house. He loves you. He really does. He cares about you. And he wants you to know just how much he loves you. And feel those powerful, everlasting arms reach around you and begin to minister to you. I want you to step forward. There's people coming from the balcony and all over this place. I want you to come. I want you to experience that grace, that love, that peace that comes from him. I want you to step out and believe that God is able to minister that grace to you. I want you to trust in him. I want you to trust in him. Jesus loves you. He cares about you. And he wants you to receive. See, people are crying out to God already in this house. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, and I know that many of you got things to do. We will not be having service tonight. Tomorrow night is our Christmas Eve service. It begins at 7 p.m. and all of you are welcome to attend. And we certainly invite you to come back and be with us anytime. We're just thankful that you're here. And we do love you and appreciate you coming. And I hope somehow you have gained confidence from the Word of God. That I'm not speaking just from an emotional heart of sentiment, trying to convince you of a truth that does not exist. I'm telling you what the word of the Lord has established a long time ago. And that word is truth. And that word doesn't change. Does it change with the culture? Does it change with people's opinion? And it doesn't change with circumstance. It is an everlasting word. And God will meet you up here and he will touch your life and he will bless you with his saving grace. So I want you to step out by faith. I want you to walk up here to the front and I want you to begin to pray. And if you don't mind, if you do, I understand because you're with strangers, but if you don't mind, all over this audience, would you please connect with one another and just, you can hold their hand, put your hand on their shoulder, just connect with them. We're going to pray together right now. And we're just going to ask that the Lord would show that love to everyone in the house. That every one of you would experience the love of God in a dimension you never have before. That you would gain confidence from what the scripture teaches and what the word declares. That he does love you. That he does care for you. And he will bless you. It's an undefeatable, unpurchasable love. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and cry out to the Lord and pray and seek his face. God will bless you. Yes, he will. He will bless you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will touch you right now. I thank you for that wonderful love. Let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Saints of God, I just want you to come to the front and gather around these wonderful people and begin to pray with them. I want you to begin to pray. To all of our guests, thank you for being here at the First Pentecostal Church today. We bless you. We love you. We will not have service tonight. Tomorrow night, Christmas Eve service, 7 o'clock, 7 to 8. We'll have you out of here by 8. And that'll be our goal. But God bless you. Stay and pray as long as you like. We love you today. And we bless you. In Jesus' name.
More than the ground.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. We can be found at firstpent.org. That's firstpent.org. If you're ever in Pensacola, Florida, we hope you visit us. Be blessed in Jesus' name.